AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not the 4th of July yet, but it feels like it at airports.
Today, nice shiny weather, nice shiny weather, but we're not going anywhere.
Bill Brown and his wife Diane are stuck at Newark Airport in New Jersey, trying to get a flight home to Florida.
Disaster. But everybody's calm, I think, which is a good thing. But there's no flights. JetBlue has no flights. United. We're supposed to go at 2:30, and that one's canceled again.
Huge crowds, bad weather, even a Delta jet that made a belly landing in North Carolina have all contributed to the airport mess. Former Marine Daniel Penny pleaded not guilty in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely in New York.
At arraignment, Daniel Penny only uttered the words not guilty. His lawyer, Thomas Kenneth, says the 24-year-old, who is charged with second-degree manslaughter and now criminally negligent homicide, was protecting himself.
Our client acted reasonably under the circumstances, and that he was justified in the actions he took, however unfortunate the consequences.
Penny put Jordan Neely, who was allegedly yelling, "I'm gonna kill you," in a chokehold. The Neely family says he struggled with mental illness. Their attorney, Dante Mills, criticized Penny's online legal fund.
For everyone who thought donating $3 million would somehow make this go away or buy his pass, it's not going to happen.
Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden is talking about Bidenomics in Chicago. He pointed out record job growth over the last 2 years.
That's Bidenomics in action. Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
But a new AP NORC poll shows only 1 in 3 adults approve of the president's economic leadership. Olympic gold medal winner Simone Biles says she's returning in August to competitive gymnastics. This is AP News. DoorDash customers in San Francisco could have their food delivered by the company's co-founder. When Andy Fang, Tony Hsu, and Stanley Tang got DoorDash off the ground, they had to deliver the food.
What we quickly found out was that by doing these deliveries ourselves, we learned a ton of insights into what it took to actually get these deliveries fulfilled as a Dasher.
Now Andy Fang is chief technology officer, but he still delivers food.
There was a mistake in the restaurant address, so we had to kind of walk a block and a half to get to the actual restaurant. You know, it happens with one restaurant, it might actually be happening with a lot of other restaurants.
Fang is one of a growing number of executives who occasionally do the hourly work.
It's kind of a habit in some ways, you know, it's like I try to do it monthly and you enjoy doing it, and if Stanley or Tony are available, sometimes we'll do it together.
Fang says changes have been made to DoorDash's app based on his experiences. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.